that. I'm sorry.
I try to be good for Kevin every show. I try to be exactly what he wants me to be. But like an overbearing husband, I can just never live up to his level of quality.
Sure, you know what
I mean? I'm in here 10 minutes before, you know, we're supposed to go live just like he wants, and he still gives me the disapproving look because my chair is not at the right height. Then you scooch in a little bit, he yells at you. And right. I get it because he just wants
to make perfection.
the best show for those kids out there. Mm-hmm. The big, beautiful kids.
Everybody watching right now.
And I get it. But one of his biggest pet peeves is that we stay silent so that he can concentrate before the show goes live. Mm-hmm. And I say one thing and he didn't even yell at me this time. He just went like this. Damn it.
Disappointment.
He just gave, I just felt complete
disappointment.
Just this.
Yeah.
Nick, it honestly screwed up the thing and now the intro is just a little messed up.
I'm trying to be the best wife for you, Kevin. But I don't know how to please you.
It's not okay? good enough.
I'm never gonna be what you need me to be. I will never be 6'2" and waifishly skinny. But I do have a tight. Choo-choo. How you doing, Andy?
Nope.
You have a tight what?
Nothing.
Don't worry about it, Andy. Don't worry about it.
You ever seen a kid? They're great. Remember that? Put that on a shirt. Put that on a fucking shirt or
print. Did that come out of my stupid ass mouth? Was that for the
extra life? To start off the extra life stream.
Oh, God.
You ever seen a kid? They're great.
Hey, man. You ever seen a kid? They're great. You want to keep having kids on this planet? Let's give us some money.
Yeah, man.
We'll give them right to those big, beautiful kids. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino. With me today is the man I affectionately refer to as the Candy Man. That sweet, sweet, sweet Maximum Cortez. Andy, thank you for joining me. A lot of nice comments on the last time you were on the show.
Right.
People call us the dynamic duo. They call us two peas in the same weird pod. And they call us brothers from another mothers.
Mm. From another mothers.
Mother mothers.
Because it has to rhyme.
Mothers. Doesn't have to rhyme.
A pair of pairs.
There it is. A pair of pairs. Of course, you guys, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Each and every day we come to you 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, where you can be a subscriber with your Amazon Prime account. If you want to link those two, you can give us a free Amazon Prime subscription. You get private chat time with us. Cool emotes. One day we'll redo those. That'll be great. And when we play games, you get to play games with us. If you can't do that, no big deal. You don't have time. Or you're living in another country where right now is your nighttime where you're sleeping. Well, guess what? I want to be in your dreams and maybe some of your nightmares. So you guys can come over and watch us on youtube.com/kindoffunny, where we post this right after it goes live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching this there, please leave a comment and let us know what you think of Andy's new haircut. It's slightly different, and see if you can spot where it's different.
Just a little bit shorter.
Damn it, Andy.
Oh, sorry.
Don't
spoil it.
Now they're not going to post comments on YouTube.
We can cut this, edit this part out. We can live edit. We can go back.
He comes to me before a show. He's like, Nick, I want to do everything right for you because you are my husband and I am your work wife. And I want to be the right person for you. Can you please let me do 15 seconds of sports? And I say, absolutely, Andy, because I am nothing if I am not giving.
True.
I am nothing. I am a very giving host. But now you just screwed up. You get no 15 seconds of sports.
Mocha Shona says, sibling from another dribbling. Like that.
That's really good.
Like that.
That's where it's going to be from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or podcast services. I appreciate you. Go over and subscribe to us. Oh, wait. We don't. What's that? What's that, Kevin? We don't need any more subscribers.
Because we hit the limit.
230,000 subscribers. We won, ladies and gentlemen.
We maxed out.
We won YouTube. Now, Andy, yesterday,
right?
I proclaimed something. I made a proclamation.
230 million. Look at that, man!
I know, isn't it crazy? It's us and Felix Kiplierdin.
Yeah,
Kiplierdin. What's his name? PewDiePie.
PewDiePie. Felix
Kiplierdin.
Don't
you buy? This is my. You want to see my PewDiePie?
Okay.
Ah, I can't play games. This is good, right?
That's pretty good.
Want to hear my Vin Diesel?
A Vin Diesel.
God damn, dude!
I'm telling you right now. I've been reading a lot of biographies of comedians for inspiration.
Sure.
And a lot of them talk about Jim Carrey and how when Jim Carrey came on the scene, he was a master impressionist. And then he said, I don't want to do impressions anymore. I want to do my own stuff. And he bombed for a long time until he came back and kind of found his groove. And then, of course, he started doing movies and things like that. I want to go the opposite way with it, where I've been trying to write all this really clever material. But I think really where I'm at is that people just want my Walken impression. They need my Wahlberg impression. The Vin Diesel impression is what will allow them to sleep at night. And then, of course, the PewDiePie impression is for the millennials. So much for my parents. They don't know who the fuck PewDiePie is.
Right.
But my Felix Kjellner is...
Mjolnir.
It's really... It's Mjolnir.
Do you ever want... If you ever need help doing these impersonations and stuff and getting on stage, I can do a pretty mean Robert Downey Jr.
You do Robert Downey Jr.? Let me see it.
Can I get the one? Can I get the one? Hold on. I have to, like, get the right face on.
Yeah,
hold
get
on.
The face.
Is this, hold on.
No, that's not it.
Get the right face. That's yeah, this is it. This is the right face. Well, how about that? See?
Man, that was really good. Kevin, can you also give him the one more time, please? Could you give me some Jesse from Breaking Bad?
I can do Jack Nicholson.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Hold on, hold on.
Get the face. It really does a good impression. There it is.
Right?
That was, wow, you don't have to say anything.
For the podcast
listeners, he just made a face, and it was, for a second, I was at a Laker game with Jack Nicholson.
I meant to say Robert De Niro.
Oh.
I only do Robert impersonations.
Just people
different
Robert.
Roberts, yeah.
Okay.
My uncle Robert.
Robert Townsend.
Who, by the way, I got a call the other day from Bethany Feinstein, who runs events.
Love
it's
Bethany.
It's 10:40 p.m., so it's like, I don't know, 12:40 for her.
1 o'clock in the morning there or whatever.
Calls me once and I was like, may have been a mistake. Calls me again immediately. I was like, oh, might be an emergency. Pick up. She's like, Andy, I'm drunk, I'm in an Uber, and your uncle Robert is driving me. He's the Uber driver. And I was like, that's fucking, and she put us on speaker.
How weird. What combination of words got them to that point where she realized he was your uncle? Was it because his last name is Cortez?
Well, no, I think she mentioned
Rooster Teeth.
She mentioned Rooster Teeth. He was like, oh, I had a nephew who used to work there.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. She should probably not be sharing that many details about herself with random Uber drivers. I'm just going to say for her safety, we should call why don't you call Bethany right now? And I could be like, hey, Beth, listen, you probably shouldn't be telling Uber drivers your life story when you're drunk at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll call her and we'll just kind of stall until then.
No, I'll do my
Robert De Niro impersonation.
There you go. Kevin, bring this up real quick. Of course, today's episode. That's really good. Yeah, that's really good. Of course, today's episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by kindoffunny.com/store, where we have all new shirts. Video games are cool, the Gundam shirt and the KF Game shirt. I love all three of these shirts. We have been knocking it out of the park with merch lately, and you guys have been awesome out there buying it, trying it out, letting us know what you feel like, letting us know if you like it. We appreciate that so much. Thank you for that. I'm excited to try this one. I haven't tried that one on yet, but I will say the LaCroix shirt is my new jam, and my wife saw it, and she's
voicemail.
We'll pull it up. Pull it up.
One.
Oh,
no. Okay, no, what? Get away from the mic.
I took it out.
You can mute your own thing? That's not how mute works. He's like, I muted it. She can't hear us. We can hear her, you fucking tool.
No, I thought I took it off speaker, and that would be enough.
Oh, no, we still hear it.
Bethany.
Hey, Bethany.
What's up?
It's Nick and Andy. You're on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We couldn't get you. You're probably doing something that doesn't include me, which, you know, whatever. But listen, Andy said that you were telling an Uber driver your life story last night. Unfortunately, it ended up being Andy's uncle. But I just wanted to warn you that it's probably not a great idea. Whatever. She understands. She remembers. Or maybe she doesn't. That's the problem. That's part of the problem. The thing is, I wanted to say, it's probably not safe for you to be sharing life details with random Uber drivers when you're drunk at 1:30 in the morning. So I'm worried about you. I'm concerned about you. And we just wanted to tell you that we're worried about you. And please don't tell people that much about your life. I miss you. Andy misses you. Kevin says hello. And the chat says hello as well.
See you at Kinda Funny Prom, Bethany.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the whole rigmarole. Of course, cue up your tips. If you guys want to give me or Andy a tip and say something, we will read that. But, yeah, you know what? Let's go into some stories.
I'm trying to do my...
What's your story? That's it right there. That's it right there.
Oh, yeah, I had it wrong. Yeah.
I was doing Jack Nicholson.
I was trying to do the Jack
this
Nicholson.
Is Jack. Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
You want... Fucker?
Yeah. Yeah, nailed it.
Thanks.
Nailed it.
Thanks, man.
What? You want to see my walk-in?
That's what I said. Yeah.
Andy, it's fine. Don't. Oh, yeah. This is a conversation. Yeah, okay. I like this. I like walk-in versus De Niro.
Hey, walk-in. Where are you walking?
Oh, it's going to take a walk in the rain, Andy. Because I like you, Andy. Your beard looks nice, Robert. I guess I'll call you by your right name.
Yeah, call me Robert. Call me Robert.
Robert, why don't we go for a walk together? I like it.
Well, there it is. I'm Iron Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretty good.
The master of impressions, Andy Cortez.
Not bad, man.
I want to see what people in the chat are saying that amazing back and forth.
Not pretty good.
between us. A lot of people saying, this is terrible. Robert 1858 in the chat says, "Do Deer Hunter," which is a movie that I don't know that I can quote right now.
Niveco V says, "We pay them for this, guys."
You guys do pay us for this.
Well, it's a lot of training, to be fair.
I feel like sometimes people look at us, like sometimes I walk in and I say, "We're doing a great show."
Right.
And we're really giving people value for this show. Mm-hmm. We're bringing them happiness. We're bringing them some insight into some news stories.
Sure.
And that's why they support us, because we're giving them value.
Right.
That is 1% of the time. The other 99% of the time is I honestly think people give us money because they feel bad for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they like to watch us struggle because on some fucked up level, it makes them feel better about themselves to see complete idiots every day.
Kevin does a great Ben Stiller. Kevin, do your Ben Stiller
impression. Kevin, give us Ben Stiller.
You do a great Ben Stiller. Do you... He does a
He's preparing.
He
does an amazing.
He does an incredible Ben.
He does
Stiller.
An amazing Margot Robbie also.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see really both of them. Margot Let's check Robbie. Them both out.
Yeah. That's, look at that. Oh my God. Ben
look at
Stiller.
That. Did you see that?
For audio it was listeners, better he's milking a cat.
It was a lot better that's last time. The first time.
And then take your shirt off and do Margot Robbie from Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Don't do it. He's going to do it. Jesus, we're disgusting. Oh, we are disgusting. Man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go into some news stories right now. First news story, very excited about this. Avengers Infinity War trailer coming tomorrow. The gauntlet will be thrown down on March 16th, right to the bush over on Egan.com. After a small tease from directors Joe and Anthony Russo yesterday, Marvel has confirmed the latest Avengers Infinity War trailer is arriving soon. The official Marvel Twitter account posted a teaser video promising a world premiere trailer tomorrow. There's no new footage from the film itself in the teaser, however. Now, I'm staying away from any of this stuff, largely because the last time I tweeted out a GIF of a movie that people were excited about, I got a lot of shit on Twitter for it.
Whatever, that movie sucked.
We can't talk badly about that anymore because people are legitimately angry that we keep.
I'm angry.
All right. We're not going to get into it. Let's talk positively about.
You know who agrees with us?
Avengers Infinity
War. Raul Coley.
He's a bad motherfucker. He is a bad motherfucker.
I wish I had his number so I can call him right now.
Well, you can call Greg to call him, and we'll conference everyone in. Okay. And see if we can call Troy Baker.
I can call Adam Kovic. Call him.
You could call Kovic.
Then Coley can call Greg Miller. Greg Miller can call Troy Baker.
Yeah.
Conference call.
At what point do we call Bethany back and just make this noise?
Why?
I don't know.
Never, Nick.
Never?
Yeah. I'd prefer to never do that.
Andy, are you excited about the Infinity War trailer tomorrow?
No.
Why not?
There's no new footage. They're just reshuffling shit. Who cares?
No. That was from today. Tomorrow's going to be a new trailer. Today, there's no new footage in this teaser. Tomorrow, we get a trailer.
Oh, in this teaser.
They put up a little teaser. Oh, it just says tomorrow.
I misread it. Wires are crossed. Wires are crossed.
X-Men.
What song is that?
That's the X-Men song.
No,
that's from the 90s. The movie's X-Men song was not to be confused with the Avengers soundtrack that sounds Guardians of the Galaxy.
Avengers is no, wait, hold on. What's the Avengers song?
Walking now, hey, we're still fucking walking.
Oscar,
no, it's not winning, it's cold.
Movie.
We're still walking.
This movie won several Oscars.
All the food, and we're gonna die like those dudes that fucking crashed a plane in the Andes and had to eat each other because they were a soccer team. And very
crazy movie.
It's a terrible movie. It was a good movie.
Right? That is a good movie. It's a true story.
I know. I would eat you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be the first person I eat.
Really?
You taste sweet. You're the sweet candy.
You wouldn't even have to be that hungry.
Don't know. The problem is, though.
You'd be half alive and I'd just be chomping on your fucking.
The problem is, I'm very unhealthy.
That's why that probably makes the fat taste better.
Oh.
See, guys that are healthy, like, for instance, when you eat, like, a cow that's born out in the jungle, you know, if you find a jungle cow,
sure.
You eat that. Not very tasty because he's been snacking on stuff that doesn't, you know, it's not corn and shit. You eat a cow that's grown up on a farm, they just ply him with sugar.
Yeah.
You get that meat in your face, you get that. Ooh,
jungle cow's always a little bit more athletic. Like they're swinging from vines.
Well, the jungle cow has to compete with the anaconda, the jaguar, all sorts of pumas that are in the trees. Pumas?
I don't like that.
Here's my problem. I only watch Planet Earth, but I watch the British version, and they say shit weird. Aluminium.
Yeah,
it's made out of aluminium.
Get out of here.
The jungle puma sits in the tree next to his sister.
Get out of here, Professor X.
The jaguar.
You know?
Oh, I say words the way they're supposed to be said because I'm British. Not in America.
Mm-hmm.
Here we just make shit up. Like totes. I say that all the time.
There's a good scene in Planet Earth where there is a panther in the jungle trying to hunt. Jungle cow scurries up a tree super quick. There's an agile.
Tree starts to tip over. Tree starts tip over.
Yeah.
Puma eats its face.
Chick-fil-A commercial. Eat more meat.
Out of all the cats out there, the panther, probably the coolest of them.
Probably, right?
You know? Kev, what's your reading on the panther?
The coolest are the jungle cats. Cheetah's the best cat.
Pretty cool.
Cheetah's like the overachieving athlete,
Andy,
in high school that you just hate because it's too good.
The cheetah in the jungle loses its strongest element, which is its speed.
Yeah.
Can't run.
It's agile, though. Climbs up trees.
Can't, because its tail doesn't work the same way when it's going up.
Have you seen a cheetah fight another cat? Looks like Black Widow. They're always doing hurricane riders around the legs.
Which one's the cat that has the really long tail for the climbing? Is that the jaguar?
The jaguar.
Because there's one cat that the tail's almost as long as his body from balance. The jaguar.
What about
the puma? Is it a puma? Does a puma have a long tail?
The puma and the jaguar are here to feast.
They see the deer. They hunt the deer.
Oh, yes. Who did you just become right there?
I don't know. I'm trying to do Richard...
Richard Attenborough?
Attenborough, yeah, but I can't do it. Is it Robert Atkinson? Robert Attenborough?
Robert Downey Jr. We'll look at that.
We'll look at that. Look at that. I don't like the panda thing.
No, you're not very good at it. Yeah, you got to work on it. You got to work on it.
You put this next story on the docket.
I did, yeah.
What the fuck does this mean?
You don't know anything about this.
I don't know anything about this. This comes from The Verge. Do you want me to read this?
You were blind yesterday. Sure, I'll read this.
Go for it.
There's a very, very popular streamer on Twitch named Ninja. Mm-hmm. Did I know who this person was? No.
No.
But I look and immediately I go to his page, 3 million followers on Twitch.
Of course.
Okay, this guy's very, very popular.
God bless Twitch. God bless YouTube. There's all these people that everyone, have you ever heard of Ninja? And then Tim always does this thing where he's like, Nick, you're so old. You haven't heard of Ninja on Twitch? He's only been streaming for one day, but he has 3 million followers. Good for you.
That's not true. This guy's a pro gamer. I did some reading up on him.
Sure,
but
sure,
like,
sure.
It goes to show you, like,
He plays for the Houston Rockets, right?
Yeah.
The Houston Electricity.
Outlaws. Cool. I'm always on Twitch, right? And it just goes to show you, like, how big Twitch really is, that somebody this giant, like, for someone like me who, you know, I feel like I know a lot of, like, I'm aware of a lot of different pro, really popular streamers.
You're never into heard of esports, state. E-gaming, as I call it.
Yeah.
E-gaming.
Yeah.
Electronic gaming.
So, this guy played duos with Drake on
the
Twitch.
The Drake. Not John Drake.
No, the
Because that would be way less impressive.
Destroyed,
not to denigrate John Drake, but
destroyed
he plays a lot of
the Twitch concurrent viewer record broken by Dr. Disrespect.
What did they get up to?
They got 600,000 plus.
What?
Concurrent
the literal
viewers.
Fuck. What were they? They were playing Fortnite?
Playing Fortnite duos. And then Travis Scott, rapper, was like, hey, I want to join. And then Juju Smith-Schuster. Remember that wide receiver who was like, who Mia Khalifa was tweeting at, and he was like,
oh, I'm not going to do this. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Remember that?
The smartest man on the planet.
So he joined in with them as well. And so it was like a four-man squad. Travis Scott, this really pro-gamer ninja, Drake, and Juju Smith-Schuster. And they were just breaking records all night. Even Logic tweeted and was like, yo, Drake, you don't want none of this shit. And like,
talking shit?
Yeah. And
I'll be honest with you, Logic would probably hand most of those guys, not the professional gamer, but I'm pretty sure Logic would hand Drake his ass. In Fortnite.
A lot of great memes came out from last night.
Yeah.
Tons of great memes. But this ninja guy, didn't know who he was. He obviously has been put on the map. He was already very, very popular, making a lot of money. He mentioned Twitch Prime once. They fucking took a screenshot of his chat. Subscribers, just nonstop. Just like a fucking waterfall of Twitch Prime subscribers.
My goal in life is to be as lazy as humanly possible. And to make as much money as humanly possible. And so I don't understand, like, when you say things like that to me, I'm like, why do I work so hard? Why don't I just be a professional Twitch streamer? Why don't I just do a show on Twitch every day, same time?
Every morning,
yeah. And then just expect the money to come in.
People are gonna show up. Yeah,
people just show up, and then the money comes in, right? That's how it works. You don't have to work hard, right? This guy's not good at games, right?
So Dr. Peppa says, Ninja has been a G since Halo Reach. Interesting. Okay.
That wasn't that long ago.
So what was funny is like I Googled Ninja and then I see, at one point I'm watching his Twitch stream and he opens his friends list because he wants to invite one of his other like super good pro friends. And I see that he has Ogre 2 on there. Are you aware of the Ogre twins? Back in the day.
What do you think the over under? How much money would you bet that I am not aware of the Ogre
twins? Back
in
the day in Halo 2 Professional when Halo 2 was like starting to become this giant thing. the Ogre Twins, where it's Ogre 1 and Ogre 2, and it's his pair of brothers who are super fucking good at video games back in the day. They have since retired, becoming pro gamers. You know why? Because they're 31 years old, because they're too old for it now,
I'll tell you one thing right now. My reflexes used to be a lot better before I hit my 30s. I've noticed that about myself. As I, on my road to come back of being a pro gamer in Rainbow Six Siege, as I've decided I'm going to start doing that. Now, granted, I didn't play last night because I don't have a headset. I'm waiting for Greg to give me a headset on Monday, so I'll probably not play till Monday.
I'm still agile as all hell.
Try the other headset? No. Why?
It's too complicated.
It isn't. It really
it
isn't.
It requires two cables. I just want to plug it into my controller and go. I don't want to have to charge a thing. I don't want to have the thing sitting there for my wife to be like... Because my wife looks at it, and when she looks at it, what that means is the countdown has started. If I don't use the thing... By the time the countdown
ends,
she's gonna be like, can we talk about that that headset that's in there? And by the way, the headset will not be there anymore. The headset will be in my office, packed up for me to take back to the fun office, which is this office. Sorry, right here, I interrupted you.
At this table,
we're talking about the Ogre Twins.
So yeah, anyway, I happen to see in this Ninja Guy's friends list. Ogre 2, and I was like, oh my god, Ogre 2, what a blast from the past. Didn't know that guy still played video games. Sure. He was playing Fortnite in his friends list or whatever. Googled them, and then I stumbled upon another old school person, Lil Poison, Nick. Back in the Halo days, Lil Poison was like this 9-year-old, 10-year-old phenom. He was like, this is he's a fucking infant playing video games, and he's professional, and he's like killing people. What's Lil Poison up to? Looked at his Twitter account, he has like 80 followers. I was like, oh my god, I guess he didn't keep playing... Guess maybe he got burned out as a kid. I don't know.
Did he just go to Big Poison? Maybe you should check. Maybe he did like what?
Maybe
Bow
he's
Wow
Big
did.
Poison.
Like little Bow just Wow poisoned. For a while, then everyone's like, dude, you're deep into your 30s now. You really got to change your name.
Maybe
you can't
he's
be a
just
Lil
poison.
Anymore. Like Lil Pump, 19, he can be Lil Pump.
Right.
Lil Wayne, he pretty much like capitalized. He was the first person to start the Lil Revolution, if memory serves me correctly. I don't know. I have to ask Cool Greg about that. But Lil Poison, when you
I think it was Lil Bow Wow.
You think Lil Bow Wow did
it? Yeah. I remember hearing Lil Bow Wow before Lil Wayne.
Cool Greg!
Very important. So anyway, yes, they streamed last night.
Did they fuck people up?
Well, Ninja was fucking people up. This
but
guy
Drake just was like...
I mean, he wasn't bad. He was not bad, but there were a lot of moments where... So Drake has a song out called God's Plan.
Sure.
There's a great meme where Ninja was like, hey, let me go heal you. And Drake said, nah, man, just go for the win. Because I think there was only like 8 people left. And then Ninja was like, all right, and he fucking won, and they posted the meme from the video of God's Plan with Jay. It's funny shit, man. Internet people are funny, dude.
Cool Greg's here, ladies and gentlemen. Who had the Lil first?
Can we get on camera, man?
There it is. You can come in here.
Yeah.
Who had Lil first? Was it Lil Wayne or Lil Bow Wow?
Lil Kim, actually.
Was it Lil Kim? Who had the Lil first?
Historian, but out of those two, I would think Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Was Lil Bow Wow before?
Because
Lil Bow Wow was coming up when... Like, I was a kid. And Lil, I didn't hear of Lil Wayne until I was, like, kind of, like, starting high school, like, 14, 15 years old. Like,
we're
20.
We're talking about the past. We're talking about the future. Lil Skies. No, but the next one.
Lil Bow Wow had
a first.
Now, how's
Lil Bow Wow had it before
Lil
Romeo?
How's Lil Pump?
Is
he out of jail?
So, you know how he got dropped from Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
He had a $2 million deal. He said, hey, I ain't signed for nothing less than 20. But then he re-signed with the same guys for $8 million for one album.
That's how you
pretty
fucking
good,
do.
Pretty good.
$8 million.
He got franchise tagged.
Pays for a lot of apostrophes if you want to change your name to anything else.
A lot of face tats, too.
A lot of face tats. I'm thinking about getting a face tat.
Yeah, well, what?
Cool Greg.
Cool Greg.
Yeah, I just want his face right here so that when I look, I can kind of see him. So he's always in my peripherals.
I see. Okay.
Cool Greg, like Cool Greg always says, keep him in your peripherals. You know what I mean? Never let him out of your peripherals.
Sure.
Is what Cool Greg always
says. You know what you should do? What you should do is get him tattooed on your face.
Yeah.
And then whenever you take photos, kind of have him facing the camera. And then put your hands up like that. So it looks like his hands are the tattoo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The tattoo's face is here, the hands are there.
Like his face is really far away from his hands.
Yes, exactly.
Like that clip we watched yesterday.
Exactly.
Where it's like, whoa.
My mind went immediately there. We're always on the same page.
We're the fucking brothers from
harmonizing like crazy.
What was it? Dribbles from another bibbles?
Sibling from another dribbling.
We're siblings from another dribbling, man.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Bro from another hoe.
Joey Noel, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, how was, were we allowed to talk about what you did yesterday?
Oh yeah, I was just in LA.
What were you doing in LA?
My best friend just had a baby. I went to...
You did the obligatory, I'm going to be a part of this child's life forever, and then you're not going to see that kid for like a year.
No, I see them more often than that. But she's great because she didn't make me hold the baby because she knows I don't like babies. just like, oh, hi. And then I played with like her 2-year-old kid.
Dude, my friends are always like, do you want to hold the baby?
Right.
And I don't know how a nice way of saying no. And it's not that I don't
just
like.
Say no.
It's not that I don't like babies.
No, I love holding a baby.
Because my friends' wives are always like, because they know we're not having kids.
Right.
They're always trying to. They think that if the baby touches me, it'll stir something in my loins that immediately makes me want to impregnate my
don't
wife.
It has. It does.
I like other people's babies. I like other people's dogs. The problem has nothing to do with whether or not I want a child. It's that I don't know how to hold a baby, and I always do it wrong. And then they go, oh, support its head. And I'm right. So in my brain now, I've been triggered. Like every time that happens, I have this triggered memory where if I don't support its head, I think that the fucking head's just gonna fall off.
Three babies' necks broke already. I should learn
like
by
it just
now.
Goes, crack, and the baby just is like, you know.
I could hold a baby all day.
They gotta put a little baby chair wheeling around now because I fucking broke its neck accidentally.
Give a man a hold a baby. He'll learn to live for days.
Exactly.
Man.
God forbid I drop one of the babies and it bounces back into my arms. It starts crying. I'm like, I don't know why it's crying. And I give it back to the parent. I fucking leave. I never see them again. Lock my door.
There's this weird thing that every Mexican family knows is like when a Mexican mother or grandmother is putting a baby to sleep, mm-hmm. right? They utter the same little tune.
What do they say?
And it, similar to how everybody was drawing the S, that S in middle school.
Panzer G says, Nick, you got to hold babies around the neck like a puppy.
You know how everybody's drawing that S, right, back in the day?
The swastika?
No, different one.
Which one?
Different. It looks like the Slipknot S, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Like the Stussy S or whatever?
Yeah.
Come on.
Similar
I gotta get
to
down
that,
with the
every Mexican mom or Latin, or whatever, right, would hold their baby and sing this little tune while they're going to sleep. Everyone, and I'll go to some like distant cousin's house and the same tune's being sung. Mm-hmm. And then I see it on a fucking like a telenovela.
Chiva 601 says, that is true. He remembers that.
Look, they're all saying yup. Everybody's
Aaron Root says, la 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 bamba. I think that might be racist. I just want you to know, Aaron.
Yeah, different song, Aaron.
That's a
different song.
You're just...
Do you know Sana Sana Kulitayana? Is that, do you know what
Sana Sana Kulitayana? Yeah,
what is it?
It's like you're rubbing out someone's like pain or whatever. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
No.
It's good, man.
I'll tell you what right now. You know, as you get older, ladies and gentlemen, life gets shittier. It just does. You're not allowed to do any of this stuff anymore. If I could pay someone to come sing to me while I slept, and that was socially acceptable, I would.
Despacito.
She's like, oh, despacito, para berizito. That's a lot of the coquenito.
Coquenito.
Coquenito, man. Oh, man, I saw a story. Did you see that story about the ex-head of ESPN who had to quit because he was, I guess, had a massive cocaine problem and someone tried to extort him? It was like the coolest headline ever.
I believe it, he was really good friends with Dan Le Batard. And Dan Le Batard was crying the day that he had to resign because he was like, I don't know what happened, but I feel like there's a storm coming. And I'm very worried for my friend.
I'm just going to type in ESPN cocaine Hollywood reporter and see what comes up. Yep. John Skipper on ESPN exit and cocaine extortion plot. That is the coolest headline ever. Granted, I'm sure it was terrible for him to go through this, but me seeing that this morning, I'm like, baller.
I'm going to click that. Yeah.
I'm going to click that. Yeah. I got to do that. God, we talked a lot about sports. You just get it in, don't you? You just bring it out of me.
Yeah.
15 seconds of sports,
I fucking
man.
Got you, ass. God, I you got really your did. Ass.
All right, you put this next story on the docket as well. What's going on here? What is no Jon Snow and GOT spinoffs.
Right.
What in the literal shit? Right. Kit Harington confirms Jon Snow won't be in any of Game of Thrones spinoffs. This is by Alex Gilyadov. Jon Snow won't appear in any of the Game of Thrones spinoffs, according to Kit Harington. In an interview with GQ Italia via Digital Spy, Harington confirmed he won't be a part of any of the new shows. Quote, I think they're going to be spinoffs, but I'm not going to be involved in any of them, Jon Snow.
John Lennon?
Says Harington. It's very close. Mm. But no, that was my Kit Harington.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was John Lennon.
No. Never.
John Lennon Snow.
Harrington's comments aren't necessarily surprising considering HBO president Casey Bloys said no existing Game of Thrones characters would appear in the potential spinoffs. Still, with these projects still in development, Harrington's statement seemed to confirm the intention of these spinoffs to explore different aspects of the George R.R. Martin's world. Quote, they're great. The great thing about Thrones for HBO is that you can sell it in a totally different way, Harrington said. You could set it 300 years earlier and save a load of money because all the actors are very expensive now. Damn, man, just fucking pricing yourself right out of the market, aren't you? Why don't just be cool, man? You could set it 300 years earlier and save a load of money because all the actors are very expensive now.
Oh, Ringu, let's go put another shrimp on the body.
How do you feel about this? This is my thing with Game of Thrones. I know I just asked you a question and people make fun of me all the time for doing this, but I don't fucking care.
They do?
I don't know. Yeah, because I'll ask questions and then you'll start talking and then I'll just immediately tell you what I want you to say. So I gotta stop doing that.
What do you
that.
Feel about this? I'll tell you how. Here's that.
I'll tell you what you should feel about this.
We need to call that out every time. I didn't know that.
That's I do great. That sometimes. Well, I feel like I'm trying to give people more room to actually speak on the show without imposing my will every single time on the audience. Because I just feel like it's better for discourse.
Dominate. Yeah.
What do you think of the Game of Thrones spinoffs and no Jon Snow in them?
I feel like it was expected. I didn't think I was expecting to ever see any of these characters. Maybe they'd bring back like Sean Bean for a future look.
Yeah, what are they called? A glimpse into the future.
Yeah, but there's something else.
A flash forward.
Like it's not a flashback. Yeah, maybe a flash. Yeah.
It's a flash forward.
Yeah, Flash Gordon.
I think, here's my thing. I love Game of Thrones, don't get me wrong, but I want it to end. It's similar to The Walking Dead, where we got to season 7 or whatever the fuck the second to last season was before this one was, and I'm like, I'm ready for this to end. And they're like, no, we've got more of this. We've got Walking Dead West Coast. And I'm like, all of these shows are starting to turn into The Real Housewives.
What happened to Fear the Walking Dead?
I think it's still going.
Yeah, I think so too.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. There's probably 3 people watching it every night thinking like, yeah, I really need more of this.
I think that the Game of Thrones, very different than Walking Dead, because Game of Thrones from the beginning has been like, it has an end. When the books end is when it ends. They've extended that further, but I don't think that's been a mistake.
I'm not saying it's like, a mistake.
It hasn't overstayed its welcome. And I'm super excited for this, I guess it's the series finale, right?
In 2019, yeah, we have to wait.
They're saying 2-hour-long episodes, that's too long, you know?
I'm fine with it. Really? I want to see Jon Snow and fucking Daenerys get down a couple times and make a little baby dragon snows.
Yeah!
Snow dragons.
Dragon snow.
They call him the Snow Dragon. That'd be a dope fucking dragon. Name
don't
for your kid.
Don't I look
call
like,
him the Snow Dragon.
I look like Jon Snow a lot, right?
You do look a lot like, you just from here, to here, just your bottom lip to the top of your chin is really Jon Snowish.
Can we get something to cover up the like? Can we like a block or a block graphic? Kevin,
here's what just you do: stare at the camera.
You give me
stare at the camera.
Andy.
I need someone in the Twitch chat. Can we go back to the one, please? There it is. Can you superimpose the rest of Jon Snow's face over where the iPad is? And let us know.
Maybe the nose too.
Just do half of Jon Snow's face and half Vandy's face, and let's see if he really matches up. Because I have a feeling that you are Jon Snow. I have a feeling that you've been Kit Harington this entire time.
We have to win this battle.
And instead, every time you're like, I can't come to work because I have to cut party mode, you're actually in Iceland recording your shit for Game of Thrones.
No, there's no hope out there. No, not that. No, the there wasn't right. There's no hope. We have to stop them at the wall now.
You got to add Jon Snow into your.
Into my impersonations? Okay.
Of impersonations. Because that down. Is, in the sort like, of...
My nose was clicking different buttons.
That's fine. In the pantheon of, like in your hierarchy of impressions, that and Jesse Pinkman are number one. They share the number one slot. Your De Niro's good. Your RDJ needs some work. I don't know. Kevin, I agree with you. I love Game of Thrones, but I need it to end. I don't need more Game of Thrones. After this, I don't care. Because the other problem is we're getting into Fantastic Beasts territory where it's not Harry Potter. It's like an offshoot of Harry Potter, and that's why no one really gives a fuck about it. You know?
Here's my problem with it. I don't know, as much as I adore and absolutely love Game of Thrones, I don't know if I care about the universe that much to keep on watching.
I don't.
And that's how I feel about Fantastic Beasts. I love Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I don't really care about this other stuff. I'm going to give it a watch. I need to watch it. But
you don't need to.
But to me, like Star Wars, I'm down to watch... The side shoots because I love that universe.
Sure.
I love the Star Wars universe, so I am invested and I want to keep doing that. With Game of Thrones, I don't really feel the same way.
Yeah, I think it's because we've had a lot more Game of Thrones than and Walking Dead than Star Wars over the years, but we will get to that saturation point with Star Wars eventually when we're like, I don't know. I don't know if we need 3 Star... Because eventually we'll get like 4 Star Wars movies a year, just like we are Marvel movies. And it's like, do we need this much? I don't know. We haven't hit that point yet.
Benioff and D.B. Weiss are going to be on Star Wars now.
They are, because they were like, they're smart. They're like, let's go to the bigger ship. Let's go to the mothership, Disney.
There's always a bigger ship.
They're going to get paid, dog. They're trying to get that fucking Skrilla.
Mm-hmm.
That Skrilla.
They want your Twitch Prime subscriptions. Don't give them to them. Give them to us, all right?
Let's see what people are saying in the chat. Fantastic Beasts is such an amazing movie. This is Zombies 1993. I'll have to disagree with you.
On opposite day. On opposite day.
But I think it...
right?
I'm more in line with Shaggy Mark 10, who says Fantastic Beasts was meh. It was. For me, it was an enjoyable film. But I just don't give a shit about Newt Scamander. And that's and I made a comment yesterday.
I hate the name. I hate the name.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. I think it's a cool title.
No, I hate Newt Scamander. Hate the name.
It's fine if he's the, it sounds like a side character.
Now, totally.
Albus Dumbledore, that's a real character. And I wish to God they'd have just centered the whole show around, or the movies around him and Grindelwald, because I think that would have been a lot more fascinating. Newt Scamander, Eddie Redmayne, Beasts, it's not fun. It was cool when you had to, when they had to go into the forest and they had to encounter the centaur and the big spiders and shit like that. But that was only like...
Spoilers, man. Come on.
That was only like... Jeez. Three chapters out of one of the books, you know. They'd go back there every once. They got the mermaids in the lake. We got to see those touches of the monsters.
Just keep
it was
spoiling.
Really about the characters.
Keep spoiling stuff.
So. Fuck.
I'm Johnny Depp.
Cool, Greg, what do you
where's
think?
Harry Potter at?
I'm going to pitch you on three Harry Potter tales right now.
Let's go.
And you tell me which one you think would be cooler. All right. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. We follow a guy who basically is a glorified zookeeper who just walks around the world with stupid animals in a case. Totally, by the way, very unsafe. With this case, because they just keep getting out of the case and fucking killing people. Spoilers, but it's cool. Let's just let him go around to Paris and all these places, and he'll write some books, and it'll be okay. That's story number one. Story number two: a young, virile, fucking six-pack having just big dong Dumbledore rolling around in his early 20s, right? Just became professor at one Hogwarts university, right? There's all sorts of other cool professors that we've heard of before. Gets entangled with Grindelwald, maybe loves him, maybe doesn't. They have kind of an affair, but he realizes this guy is probably bad for him because he's doing some bad shit. He's drawing me over to the dark side. I need to be on the light side because I have to choose my path, and we have to fight, and we have to kill each other even though we love each other, and we both have big fucking dongs and six packs, and we just glisten each other's fucking thighs up every once in a while. But bam, expecto Patronus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's number two. Number three. Harry Potter in later years becomes a badass auror, and we have to see what that's like. And the Aurors, and he becomes the head of the Aurors.
100% number three, he wasn't even close.
Me too. Why the fuck don't they do that? You like money, Warner Brothers? Why don't you do it?
Do you bring back Daniel Radcliffe?
No.
Or do you make it...
Yeah, you could, because he's of age now. You could
do you
do
make it.
It
Jon Hamm?
Oh, I mean, if you give me the...
As Batman.
That would be amazing. As Batman. They're like, the new Harry Potter series is coming out about him being an Auror. And instead of Daniel Radcliffe, who, by the way, is the perfect age for this, we got Jon Hamm, a man who is literally two times the height of Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe just got super jacked at the Hogwarts gym and shit.
He's just badass. His hair is better, and he has no British accent anymore. He doesn't even try to do a British accent. They're like, could you please try to do a British accent? Jon Hamm's like, no.
Yeah.
I can't do it. By the way... Shout out to Jon Hamm.
Great jaw.
Great everything. Fuck
chin. Yeah.
If I walked in and caught my wife having sex with Jon Hamm, I'd be like, I'm sorry, be super quiet. And then I'd go get a Diet Coke and some popcorn and I'd just watch it.
Sure.
Because I know that would, I would never be able to please her like Jon Hamm.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to deprive her of that moment.
She got, now, John, granted, she got Jon rammed.
She got Jon's ham. She got Jon's ham. In her tuna can.
Okay. Tuna can.
I don't know. I had a weird thing happen to me today.
I went to
the dentist this morning. And it's the same dentist I've gone to forever. I intend to keep going to her. She's great. Don't get me wrong. But midway through my teeth cleaning, she was like, Nick, do you use a regular toothbrush or a mechanical toothbrush? And I say, use a regular toothbrush. She goes, why? I said, because I'm cheap. I mean, toothbrushes, you give me a toothbrush for free every time I come in here.
Yeah.
And then the next 6 months,
and I use that, you just give me another 4 years one. And yeah. I come back.
You give me another one. I got 50 of them stockpiled. You know, I'm like fucking Gilbert Gottfried. If you ever watch that documentary, he's got just suitcases of free shit. I'm like, I don't want to spend $100 every year on a stupid thing for my teeth. And she's like, well, it's really beneficial for you. And I'm like, yeah, but that's why I have you. Because I come in here 6 months, you clean them. And I'm fine. I don't have any problems with my teeth. Knock on velour or whatever the fuck
big
this is.
That's what Big Tooth Care wants you to think, man.
So halfway.
Big Tooth Care up there, fucking controlling all the strings, man. Pulling you like a fucking puppet, dude.
It's Big Pharma and Big Tooth Care.
Yeah.
Halfway through this, she's like, well, you really should because it cleans much better. It gets deeper. It's a better clean. It's easier to use. You know, you keep it charged, but it'll keep the plaque buildup that you get off your teeth. I'm like, so she starts selling me on this. I'm starting to think, I'm like, maybe I should do this. My wife uses an electric toothbrush.
I use one too.
She loves it. She swears by it. And then I get the hard sell. Not from her, by the way. She brings in the ringer. The really good looking...
The Oral-B fucking...
No, she brings in her dental assistant. I think his name was Kevin also. Good looking guy, kind of jacked. He's like, I'm gonna go ahead and floss you. And he's like, no, have you ever used a mechanical toothbrush before? And I'm like, no. He goes, would you like to try one?
That's what they like you to think.
And I'm like, I would like to. I was, and I'm falling for this guy.
Yeah,
he's making me feel special.
Totally,
he's making me feel warm.
He's laughing at your jokes.
He's giving that ASBR feeling. What's that shit where you put it in your ears?
ASMR
feeling.
Yeah,
where I'm like, ooh, I'm feeling
ASBR,
because he's talking like real close to my ear, and I'm like, I don't know, man. This guy's got something to this electric toothbrush. I'm gonna try it. He's like, I'll tell you what, we got a disposable one here. You can try it. Right, gives it to me to try. I put the toothpaste on it, and I'm smitten with this guy, so I'm not thinking. He's like, you put a little dab of toothpaste right there, and he goes, now put it in your mouth and turn it on. So I turn it on and put it right? I get splat, my crotch, by the way, looks like, you can see the, it looks like someone came on my crotch.
You fucking idiot.
So I'm like, but I'm trying to play it off cool, because I'm like, I'm
now you're embarrassed
fucking,
in front of the hot dude.
Yeah, this guy's like, his chest is right near my face, I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I'm putting,
He's like, let me lick it off.
And I mean, that would have been best case scenario. Yeah. No, but I tried, I'm like, oh, this is actually cool. I'm kind of getting sold on this. Then he gives me the cell. Well, you know, we have some here, if you'd like one. We have one for $110, but it's got a $20 rebate. So you could get, it's really $90. Great deal, Bluetooth, tells you which parts of your teeth you need to scrub more, which one you're scrubbing too much or brushing too much, yada, yada, yada. And I'm conflicted at this point, because on the one hand, I've got my burgeoning love for Kevin happening over here, right? But on the other hand, I don't know that I trust this now. Mm-hmm. Because you go to your doctor, you go to your dentist because you put your faith in them, mm-hmm. and your trust in them, that they're not going to steer you in the wrong direction just for a financial gain. But here I have someone who's saying, you should use this tool, conflict which I know interest, to be better. I know this tool's better, but also they want to make money off of this.
Sure.
And this dentist has done this to me a couple times, where she tried to sell me on teeth whitening a long time ago, because I guess they had some deal on teeth whitening. So I don't know how to feel about this. Because on the one hand, I do want the good deal. And I do trust her. And I do trust the team there. And I do know that the mechanical toothbrush is better for me. Having said that, though, I feel like I got sold on something. Someone was trying to sell me something, like a used
car
dealer.
For the sake of making
a little bit of extra scratch.
Yeah.
Paying for that extra payment on the
Porsche.
They
wanted that commission. Yeah, yeah.
You know, paying the rent of having a dentist office in San Francisco. And this shit, I'm very attuned to this. I don't know if I'm being paranoid or if I should be a little bit like, I mean, don't try to sell me shit when you're fucking knee deep in my mouth. Don't do that to me.
I use an Oral-B toothbrush.
Me too.
It's really good. Now, it was a gift from my mom. Would I be using one if I didn't?
Hell no.
No, because they're expensive, right? But my mom was like, hey, she was like, I won this Oral-B toothbrush from like some contest. I already have one. Here, have this. It was great.
Yeah.
Tons of replaceable heads. They do feel really, really good. They do a better clean. Like the dentist that I went to recently was like, I could tell you use an electric toothbrush. But let me tell you this, Nick. Let me tell you this.
Tell me.
For the low, low price of $80, you can have mine. $20 rebate, dude.
How
do you feel about that?
How much to get you to come over to my house every morning and night and brush my teeth for me while you sit, while you sing? Let's go get burritos.
$6?
Done. Deal.
Sweet. Sweet.
Okay, you got to come over.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I'll sleep over tonight? I'll just sleep over tonight, or?
Yeah, you can sleep over tonight.
Okay, cool.
Actually, no. Yeah, you can. That's fine. You have to sleep in my bed, though. My mother-in-law's visiting. She's gonna sleep on the couch, so you gotta be in that bed with me.
In the middle.
Guys, real quick, I've been working on something.
Yeah, right? Give it to me.
Hold on.
Kevin's been working on something.
Hold on, baby.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Toby Blue 277 says I can't go back to a normal toothbrush. This shit changed my life. Yeah.
You looking at the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Perfect. Wow.
All right, Andy.
This is perfect.
There it is. There it is.
I gotta look this.
Oh,
way.
This is good for audio listeners. Wow. You are Jon Snow.
Andy, stop fucking moving.
Andy, don't move. Wow. Andy, give me a little Jon Snow. Don't move your face.
Hold on, I have there to.
Give me a little Jon Snow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Can you make it bigger?
Can you make it
make
a little bit bigger?
Just a little bit bigger.
For audio listeners, Kevin has superimposed Jon Snow on Andy's face, but the lower half of it's got like a Batman mask. And Andy's face is the lower part of it. And he is Jon Snow.
We have to save the world.
Somebody screen cap this, please, because this is definitely going to be... Can you do this full screen? Can you do it on Andy's one?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
All right, thanks, man.
This is amazing.
Hold on.
One. There it is.
Thanks, man.
Let's try this real quick. This is worth the wait. I don't give a fuck about Games Daily. They can suck it.
I don't
care if Jared Petty has more shit to do.
Yeah.
This is more important.
Perfect.
Oh, there it is.
I'm fine.
There it is.
A little bit smaller.
Down a little bit.
Like, you put it...
A little smaller.
A little bit small.
Just a touch. There it is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, then I'll line up with it. All right, so you leave it there, and I'll just move towards it. Hold on. A little bit to the left. Right. Oh, right there.
Wow. Wow.
Daenerys. We have to save. We have to save them. They're stuck beyond the wall. There are. Hold on. Ygritte. I've never lain with a woman, Ygritte, but I'll lay with you. Man, this looks so good. God, I can't.
Here's my question, Kevin. I think you've just developed a new bit for this show. Who do I look like that we could do a back and forth on this? That's what I want to know. Who do I look like?
You look exactly like Russ Hanneman from
Oh, from Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley.
This guy fucks?
You look exactly like him. You don't even need...
We got to figure out someone I look back, and then Kev, we got to dial it in so we switch back and forth. You can bring it up, right, we have
first
a conversation.
Of all, I don't know if that sort of technology is possible.
Also,
we'll probably never know about this.
Can we saturate that one a little bit more? Maybe do a little hue change so his skin matches mine?
We just need his face cut out. You gotta go cut the face out.
I'm not, so it's the, not the Photoshop. Whole thing.
No, Andy will do this. Yeah. Andy will do this.
But yeah, Andy, if you do something where it's like this and just give me a PNG.
Yeah.
Sure.
Actually, do it on white and I'll luma it out.
Okay.
Tight. Sounds I love good. This. I love this. Someone says Rafi from the league. I appreciate that. Is that Nick Kroll?
No, that's Jason Mantzoukas.
Oh, God, Jason Mantzoukas is a god.
It's not you have to look like him. Your chin has to look
The
like
chin
him.
Has to look, yeah. Right. Maybe you should do Batman for me.
I'd it's just, it's fucking uncanny how much I look like Jon Snow, dude.
I will say this. You joked about it before.
Yep.
But Robin is a lucky woman.
I know.
If you look that much like Jon Snow... If you have Jon Snow's butt, she should just lock
it. It's weird because she always like covers me from right here.
She just goes like this and then looks at your butt and then looks at your face.
Yeah,
your butt.
I always thought it was.
Does she like right before you guys both climax? Does she go, "You know nothing, Jon Snow"?
Mm-mm.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
No, she's never said that. Why do you sound like John Lennon?
You know that's how I do British accents, man. I can't do it. You know nothing, Jon Snow. Oh, about to know the people. Doing some stuff around the world.
You're making Cool Greg laugh, man.
I like it too.
If I get Cool Greg. Oh, Kenny Loggins. Yeah, that's really good. Andy.
What's up?
That's it for the news. This has been a good one, man.
It's been
this
a great
been a real
show.
Good one. Let's go to PS. Let's go to tips first. And then we'll go into PS. I love this best friend XOXO. How's that sound, everyone?
That sounds good.
Okay, great. Oh, God. I always forget one thing. And it's Muxy today. I'm sorry.
It's all
this
good.
Makes for just
hey,
bad
we're good.
Content.
We're all waiting here, man.
Two tips.
We're just waiting for you.
And some cheers.
Mr. Yasman says Danny Boyle confirms he's working on Bond number 25.
Oh, they locked him down for that? Fantastic. First cheer comes from Lesbian Jedi. Gave us 500 cheers. Says, I love Kevin. When he busts your guys' balls is the best. Oh, and Andy, check out the new Citizen album. The new Citizen album. It's so good. That's if you're a fan of space rock. Oh, and party on.
Lesbian Jedi, party on.
Jared D007 gave us a tip with no comment. Appreciate that. Big Boy Juan gave us a cheer and said, I'm afraid that this stunt ninja did will end up killing Twitch with paid celebrities to boost subs. It will take advantage of kids who are fans. I don't think that's going to happen because you have to pay Drake a lot of fucking money to jump into a Twitch stream. Drake's appearance fee is a lot of money.
So, I don't think anybody paid him.
That's what I'm saying. He's saying they're going to start paying celebrities to ruin Twitch. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see that. Ignacio Roja says, sup, Uncle Nicky and Sweet Candy Mijo. I have to say, Nick, trying to speak Spanish is one of my favorite things. Hey, Andy. When are we wrecking fools on Fortnite? Here's some Goldblum.
I've been wrecking fools, man. Like, squads of 20. Squads of 20 is over, though, unfortunately. But... Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. Can Joey give an updated review on her Lisa mattress? I think I'm buying one soon, and I want to know if she still loves it. Joey!
Joey!
How's your mattress?
Oh, it's super comfy.
She says it's super comfy.
I'm convinced.
She's convinced.
Kate.
Oh, she Ryan convinced.
From Nintendo to also buy a Lisa mattress.
Okay. Well, there you go. Ice easy. It gets the Joey seal of approval. The mattress is fantastic.
Two thumbs up.
Thanks, Joe. Skizup says, this morning was worth all five of these dollars. Thank you. And thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Let's go into PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. This is your opportunity to go and shout out someone you feel is just doing a bang-up job of being in our community. Probably Chuck is shouting out Austin Creed. Says, Austin brings an awesome charisma to the show. and seems like the most humble dude out there. It's always a pleasure seeing him interact with the best friends and not be afraid to share his passions like gaming and cosplay, etc. I can vouch for Austin. He is legitimately a really cool
guy. Now, what all you motherfuckers need to do in chat is pony up one goddamn dollar on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames because this coming Wednesday, you get to watch the Kinda Funny World Championship matchup. It's a three-game matchup. The person who does the worst in game one, out. Person who does worst in game two, out. So there's two people left for the final, and it is an incredible... It's such a fucking good video.
It is one of the best Let's Plays we've ever done. And Austin's there, and he is the commish.
I was laughing non-goddamn... So that's why I made that point. Because Austin Creed, Xavier Woods, WWE superstar, is the commish behind us, shoutcasting, talking to us. It is fucking shit. I was laughing so much editing it yesterday.
I want people to understand how fun this is. But I also want you to understand that I was a little off my game because this was the start of my bout with death.
Bethany's calling me.
Okay. But
hey, Bethany, this is Andy. You are live on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. You're live on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. I'm going to put you on speaker, okay? So don't say anything terrible. Bethany, I was just talking to Nick about how you were in an Uber with my uncle, who's not really my uncle, but that's what I've just always called him.
Dangerous.
Then who was he?
He's my dad's cousin, but growing up, I just always thought, like, oh, he's not...
Oh, that's like an uncle.
Yeah, kind of, like, yeah, exactly, family. Exactly.
Now, Bethany, hi, it's Nick Scarpino, Kinda Funny, good to see you.
Thank you for saying your last name.
I am a little concerned that you are getting drunk and sharing way too many personal details with random Uber drivers.
I don't even drink anymore, so I wasn't even drinking that
Oh my
night.
God, so this is just sober Bethany?
Hi, Bethany.
Joey came in to say hi.
Joey,
Bethany was very, very drunk when she called me, and she said, and by the way, I like Joey more than any of you. And then I immediately blocked Bethany's phone and like her phone number in my phone. Immediately blocked it.
No, everyone likes Joey more than us. It's because
Joey. Oh my God, I totally forgot that we talked about that.
We did,
about your uncle.
Yeah, we sure did. And you graciously put me on speakerphone so I could talk to him.
Yeah.
And we had a little back and forth. I haven't talked to him in like maybe a year or so, but it was cool.
Hey, Bethany, this is Kevin Coelho.
Yeah, I'm just trying to reconnect families.
Hi, Bethany, this is Kevin Coelho. I don't think we've actually met. I just wanted to introduce myself and say hi.
Who are you?
Kevin Coelho.
Kevin's our producer. He's a beautiful Peruvian man. Who has skin as soft as if you were to take a baby skin and merge it with silk. That's what his skin feels like.
Thanks for answering my call. Thanks for calling back, Bethany. We love you. We miss you.
I just sent your message and was dying laughing.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we're going to see you at Kinda Funny Prom. Can't wait to see you then, okay?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bethany. Right.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you.
For those of you asking, who is Bethany? Bethany is the head of, I want to say, events?
She's the head of events.
At Rooster Teeth.
Yes.
She is the one that helps, basically puts together RTXs, helps us put together our live shows. She is awesome. So be very nice to her because she kind of is our boss.
Right.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. No?
She always tells me what to do.
Occasionally, like, I'll say something and a perfect comic crunch will come out of the control room.
What are you crunching?
What are you eating over there? Where did you get chips from?
Chips.
Fair point.
You know what I bought the other day? I bought more of those Doritos Blaze with Peter Dinklage in the commercial,
the
Super Bowl commercial.
Man, the Dink was in three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. And
really?
He was fucking really good at it. Really?
So I haven't seen it.
Dude, it's so good.
So I haven't seen it.
You should rent it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's giveaway time. How do you win? Well, there are four ways. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber via Amazon Prime. It is your daily reminder. Please go and do that. I gave it to Jay Jamrod, and boy, did that stir up a hornet's nest, but I don't give a shit because I stand by our community and I stand by my choices. And if I'm wrong, I will flip-flop on it in about a week. It doesn't matter. Ways three and four, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 above level. You get that badass party mode that he was talking about. And let me fucking tell you, if anything's worth a dollar, that is worth the dollar.
Yes.
Also, you get to watch all of our live stuff for free. It's super fun.
Jay Jamrock told me the other day in chat, he said, I said, hey, did you notice how, you know, Nick gave you a sub? And he said, yeah, but he didn't fucking follow me. But that's cool. Follow him.
Kevin, give me the one.
Look at that.
Hey, Jay Jamrod. Let me ask you a question. Why am I never good enough for you?
Can you click this photo? Can you bring this photo up? I look like goddamn...
Nick's doing a bit
I'm right doing now. A bit right now, Andy. So shut your fucking whore mouth for 1 second.
Jesus,
okay?
Nick.
Just shut it. Shut it.
Cut to me, Kevin. How about that? Robert Downey Jr. from earlier.
Just when I start hating you, you fucking bring it back. Yeah, you bring it back. Kevin, pull this up.
This looks nothing like.
No, this is not good.
Well, no, because the nose. Terrible. The nose is not mine.
The nose is
the nose is mine.
The nose is Andy's.
I look like fucking Adam Driver fucking right nose. Here. I look like Adam Driver.
You do look like Adam Driver.
Like Adam Driver.
Right?
So you're Adam Driver from the eyes up and Kit Harington from the mouth down.
No, I'm Adam Driver from
take
the nose
shirt
down.
Off. Do me a favor. Take your shirt off and for no reason, pull your pants up to your nipples and then talk to your like sister
there.
From across the fucking galaxy.
They're already there. They're kind of
and tell that. Me how that feels. Or maybe she's not your sister. Maybe you just want to bang her. Who knows? Because the relationship there is really fucking weird and undefined.
All right, let's keep reading. Those.
All right. Today's giveaway winner comes from Twitch chat. Congratulations. Cars are along 27. Karsa Orlong 27, you have won Quantum Break on the Xbox One.
Quantum Break.
Quantum Break. All right, let's go into the
played
three
that game
three.
For like 3 hours, and I was like, I get it. I'm good. Do you have powers like in Mass Effect?
You know. Oh, I wouldn't know because I'm all Rainbow Six Siege right now.
What's his name was
I'm
in?
I'm gonna go Diamond.
What's
Rainbow
his name
Six
was
Siege?
In a fucking the fucking guy from Game of Thrones, the real Sansa. Sansa.
Littlefinger.
Yeah, cut to me. I got another impersonation, Littlefinger. It's a Sansa. Oh, hold on. Can you cut to me?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. So, almost got it. Oh, can you get me?
Yeah.
All right, come on. He's always talking about the Sansa. Sansa, I care for you and your mother, Sansa. Who's that?
That's him. I did the impression.
Jesus, what was? Were you slurping on ramen?
It's the first time I've done it.
What
it didn't feel
that?
Right, okay? I'm not gonna
that
fucking go.
Horrible.
Into it. Let's talk to the chat. If you guys didn't know, this is a live show, and this is the best part of being with us live, is we get to talk to you guys in the chat right now. We're gonna talk to the non-subscribers, or the people that I call the lessers, and then we're gonna go and we're gonna talk to the greatest achievements on the planet. The subscribers, the chosen few, the people who have chosen to give us your Twitch Prime sub, go do that, of course, because it really makes a difference. Thank you so much. The Steve9X says, fucking Kevin. Anthony.
That's what we all think sometimes.
Constadakis.
Jason Mantzoukas.
Constadakis says, Nick did it better.
Did what better? Have
the fucking impression. I did it better.
Did. It looked like you were slurping on fucking pho.
You've been lifting?
No. I'm just doing some pull-ups here at work.
Damn, man. It's showing. Robin's a lucky woman.
Thanks, man.
Can Nick wear Chuck Norris's face? Oof. Boy, could I. Boy, could I.
That's something you're going to, like, cut his face off.
Lucifer's Load says, how often do you clean the table? I believe Cool Greg cleans this once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll come in here and spritz it out. He's
a lot of fingerprints.
He's a really clean person.
A lot of fingerprints
on him. Very clean person.
He is. Yeah. I appreciate that about him.
Game Jumper X says, hi, Morning Show, Nick and Andy.
Hey.
Hello. I like how we're Morning Show, Nick and Andy. We're totally different the rest of the day. We don't say any of this shit the rest of the day, just on camera.
Yeah.
Nick, you need to watch Legion. Season 2 starts on April 3rd. No, thank you. Thanks, Piss Librarian, though. I appreciate it. A lot of people gave me some shit yesterday for my commentary on Jessica Jones Season 2.
Did you watch it?
I tried. I got 3 episodes in, and I was like, this is not working for me. It's not. It doesn't have the same je ne sais quoi as Season 1 did. Mm. The thing I liked about Season 1 was that Kilgrave was a very compelling and scary villain. Season 2, no villain yet. I'm 3 episodes in. Don't know who they're fighting against. Don't really care.
Her own villain is her own self.
Also, I'm 3 episodes in, and the dude that plays Luke Cage isn't in there to come bang her, and it's just like,
well, no,
it's not hot.
He's dating the other girl. He's dating Night Nurse.
Now, Rosario Dawson?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot too. That's a hot couple.
Did you watch The Defenders?
I skipped around. Yeah, I watched all 8 episodes of it, okay. but I blocked out all the parts that were dumb.
Does this take place after that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So.
So people think she's a hero now, and she's like, I'm not a hero, and then drinks a lot. And I'm like, okay, that's going to get old soon, and it did get old.
Is she not a hero?
She doesn't want to be a hero. She wants to be left alone, even though she keeps, even though for whatever reason, she keeps her private detective agency open. And people keep going, I'm coming to you because you're a hero. She's like, I don't want to take your case. But I like, why are you a private detective then? Go work at a fucking Starbucks.
Right.
Go do anything else. Drive Uber.
Just zoned out.
With a mustache on.
Just zoned out like crazy.
That's weird.
I just got real bored, man. Sorry.
Striker Dragon says, Jessica Jones season 1 was amazing. I agree. I thought it was great. I was really looking forward to season 2, and I cannot get through it. I'm sorry. Let's see. What Nick said is what I constantly see tweets about Jessica Jones 2. It's true. I mean, granted, look, people are going to like it. People don't like it. It's not for everyone. It's just that wasn't for me. Nick, can you start? Nick, you started JJ instead of Altered Carbon. Big mistake, says Git Buckets. Let me tell you
get
something.
I like that name.
Let me tell you Git Buckets. Why don't you get dunked? Because I tell you when I make a mistake and when I don't make a mistake.
Posterized.
Here's the deal. A wise man once said, and I live my life by these words.
Right.
A mistake is only a mistake if you admit it. If you don't admit it, if you don't own up to it, then it was just a choice.
It's a great point, dude. It's a great
point. Miss 100% of the shots you take against Andy because Andy has fucking good D. Defense. Let's go into sublingual.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. I feel like this show was great up until we went into the comments. Now you're giving me nothing. You're just thinking about sports metaphors and whether or not your butt makes, how many other parts of your body fucking look like Kit Harington. Give me something. Give me a smile. Say something to me. I feel like Justin Hammer from Iron Man 2. Like, give me something. I gotta get it.
I want my butt.
I want my butt. I want my butt.
I want my butt.
Nick and Andy, what is your favorite natural disaster? Tornadoes, hurricanes, volcanoes, two tsunamis, earthquakes, wildfires, etc. I don't know that it's kosher to have a favorite natural disaster.
I love tornadoes, man.
They're pretty cool.
Tornadoes are cool.
Twister, man.
I had an absolute obsession with Twister. I think I talked about that before.
I'll tell you what one of my favorite disaster movies is. Twister. Great movie.
We got to get Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, what they call the stupid thing that they were supposed to put in the middle
dolly?
Of the Twister? The dolly. Yeah, we got to get dolly the thing, and then it falls over. She's like, "We'll never know what happens."
And the little spheres of
the stupid spheres. With
take
the
all the They're take like, all the data.
Oh, you know what we really need is to take the 1,000 balls of spheres in here and fucking affix wings to them. That'll do it.
Just throw it at it, right? Put me in the movie. I'd
shoot the fucking thing into the hurricane.
A fucking Aaron Rodgers' arm right here. I could throw.
Here's what you do. You get within a mile of the hurricane. You go into those really big rubber bands. You pull it back, pull it back, pull it back. We don't have the strength. Philip Seymour Hoffman comes in after a Coke binge, fucking takes it. Coke strength. Boom, pulls it back more.
Yeah.
Bang. Does some heroin.
You put me a mile within this hurricane, war's over, dude.
You put me within a mile of this hurricane, and I'll tell you right there, boom, war's over. We all get to go home, boys. Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper.
Andy, didn't you want to play me basketball here in L.A.? Lakers.
Minimum Cortez says, Nick, what happened to the Pornhub ads?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened. Greg Miller, like he always does, dropped the fucking ball. I think...
We get these big ideas and
the thing is this. What about that other big really idea? Rely on myself. I could only really rely on myself.
What about that other big idea?
Because you guys are always letting me down. For instance, I thought to myself, Andy's going to give me a great... hour and 15 minutes of his life. He gave me a solid 45 minutes, then you just started shitting the
Nick,
bed.
Can you give me the camera? Or Kevin? Sorry. What? Uh-huh. Can you?
Sorry.
All right, you gotta stop doing that bit, Kevin.
That's fine.
It's ruining our timing.
What? Oh, now you're throwing me off. Cause...
Let's go back to the chat.
I was gonna do my Robert Downey
Jr. Well, it's done. It's done now. We've killed that joke.
It's been dead for a while. I'm sorry. I was trying to spice it up.
My review of Netflix's Jared Leto movie, The Outsider, isn't bad. There isn't any character development. The story pacing movie is fast, and it's predictable and cliche. It was a good plot, but it was missing opportunity. I won't recommend, says Mystery Asman 300. Okay. I'm not watching it then. It was on my queue. I put it on my queue.
What, Alter Common?
No. There's a new Jared Leto movie called The Outsider about a white dude who joins the Yakuza.
Oh, right.
And it looks dope, but Mystery Asman 300 says his score is 2 out of 5, so we're not watching it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're part of the
Kind
of Funny
community,
you are no longer allowed to watch The Outsider on Netflix. Mystery Asman 300 has spoken, and his word is God here on Kind of Funny. Watch it.
Oh, it was called Dorothy, not Dolly. Why did I say Dolly?
Who cares? It was a dumb.
Because Dorothy in the tornado and fucking in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. A lot more sense.
Why did I say Dolly?
Yeah, whatever.
I normally like to say the wrong names because it's like for comedic content. I didn't mean to call her Dolly.
Neo J2 says I don't like being told to do stuff. I'ma watch it. Good for you, but you're out of the community. Delete your Twitter.
Ban him for 14 months.
You are banned now forever. For the next 2 minutes until I forget.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Andy, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen out there in the Twitch chat, thank you so much. If you're listening on iTunes, here's a fun sound for you. There you go. If you're watching on youtube.com/kindoffunny, I appreciate you guys. Leave a comment and hit that sub button because apparently when we tell you guys to sub, you sub. And I appreciate that. And we love you guys so much for allowing us to do this every day. I will be back tomorrow morning with probably Andy. Until then, have a lovely Thursday. Kevin?
See you tomorrow.